We started the programme talking about Mercosur and the free trade deal between those South American countries and the EU. 25 years in the making, likely finally to be ratified by the EU tomorrow, despite opposition here by farmers and many within government over claims that cheaper Brazilian beef will flood markets here. Will Ireland vote against? The Taoiseach hasn't ruled it out. Independent TDs are furious. Government backbenchers are too. They want the Taoiseach to reject it. Is the government's majority now in jeopardy? Cian McCormack has been talking to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael backbenchers.
For the independents to threaten this course of action is simply indicative of the political feeling right now, which runs through Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
Fianna Fáil, Carlo Kilkenny TD John McGuinness isn't surprised by the backlash from independents in government.
The independents have come together and said what they have said. I think that numerous members of my own parliamentary party would have the same feelings.
We have our own beef industry, our own farmers to look after, and we need to take a very strong position against Mercosur.
Micheál Martin, has he left the door open to back the deal? He was saying there's a lot of progress being made in efforts to provide support to European farmers concerned about the impact of the deal, particularly on the beef sector.
Well, that's how I read the statement, and I believe that it weakens the position of Ireland.
What's your message to the Taoiseach as we head towards Friday?
Vote against Mercosur. Instruct our ambassador to vote against Mercosur when it comes up for that vote.
Will he listen to you?
We'll wait and see. He's not a great listener.
We'll hear from John McGuinness again in a few moments on how this could all impact on Taoiseach Micheál Martin and Fianna Fáil. But first, there's another reality for government, and that reality is that its majority is wafer thin in the Dáil. East Galway Fine Gael TD Peter Roach says what's happening with the independents exposes that.
To lose the independent support, it could precipitate or expedite an election.
You did mention the words expedite an election. Are we in that space?
Potentially, if the independents were to go that way, then obviously you're in that space. This is a very contentious issue. This is far greater than what any other issue that has risen its head over the last year has been. This is a very serious issue that affects rural Ireland. I'm really opposed to it.
The Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael backbenchers I spoke to for this piece all told me they're against Mercosur. Here are Fine Gael TDs Willie Aird from Laois and Paula Butterley from Louth.
If this Mercosur goes through, like, nobody knows what effect it will have on local economies in rural counties like Laois.
Well, look,
and
give me an example of that. The last person you talked to, their concerns, what exactly were they saying?
Their concerns were, the last person that I spoke to, that's what you're asking me, was a suckler farmer here in County Laois. And for the first time in years, he got a good price for his wains last year, and it looks as if he gets a good price this year. And all this now, with this deal on Mercosur, the whole thing could be put in jeopardy again. And if this happens, there is no future whatsoever for anybody in the beef industry. None.
Paula Butterley, TD for County Louth. It is in the plan for government that we would be opposing and working with like-minded countries. We need to honour that plan.
What would you like to hear from the Taoiseach?
I would like to hear from the Taoiseach that he's 100% behind the Minister for Agriculture.
Agriculture Minister Martin Hayden is opposed to Ireland supporting Mercosur. The government backbenchers I spoke to agreed with that, and they all held the common view that the Taoiseach needs to nail his colours more firmly to the mast. Here's North Tipperary Fianna Fáil TD Ryan O'Mara.
I think we need to stick to our programme for government commitment. That's what I have told the Taoiseach, that's what I am saying to colleagues, and that's what I think we should do as a country.
So what are you saying to the Taoiseach? You want to stick to the programme for government commitment. So what do you need to hear from him?
What I want to see is that we vote against Mercosur on Friday as a country.
Minister for Agriculture Martin Hayden is opposed to Ireland supporting the deal. You're more in line with him than your own Taoiseach.
I think that both the Taoiseach and the Minister have done great work on this. I know that the Minister was meeting with counterparts across Europe this week as well, and he has come out today quite strongly on it, and I welcome that. I'm calling on the government to do the same, and that on Friday we vote against Mercosur.
And now, back to John McGuinness and Carlo Kilkenny. He says his party, Fianna Fáil and Rural Ireland want clarity and action, or there could be fallout.
Politically, it is going to be hugely damaging for the government, parties and independents if Mercosur is supported by the government. It will have consequences for each and every one of us that are elected to the Dáil Éireann that canvassed on the basis of rejecting Mercosur. So the consequences are huge in terms of politics and this government. And the last thing that the government wants is a further negative outcome to a public discussion. We've already had the presidential and other issues, presidential election and other issues, and I think that, you know, this would be a seriously damaging blow at the government.
Does it damage Micheál Martin's leadership of the party?
Unless he changes his view and comes out strongly saying the same thing as his party members are saying, then yes, it would be damaged. And he would be damaged.
When you say damaged, what do you mean?
A decision by government to support Mercosur would be hugely damaging, not only for the government, but for political parties.
But I get that.
And would be damaging
when you're
also
about Micheál Martin.
Yes, it would be damaging for Micheál Martin, again, to ignore the will of the party, which was expressed in the general election, which did not support Mercosur. I think that he would be foolish to ignore that message, and it understanding that the consequences would be further damaged to the party and to government.
Fianna Fáil TD John McGuinness, ending that report by Cian McCormack.